Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Zimbabwe's Election Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been re-elected with nearly 53% of the vote. The opposition, led by Mr. Mnangagwa's main challenger, Nelson Chamisa, says there's been widespread vote rigging. Shingai Nyoka reports from Harare.
Mr. Mnangagwa has been re-elected president in highly contentious polls. His rival's party refused to sign off on the official results and boycotted the declaration of the winner. Earlier, state media declared that Mr. Mnangagwa's party had won close to two-thirds of the parliamentary vote. International observers said the polls fell below the threshold for democratic elections. The opposition will have 7 days to appeal, but they have little confidence in the courts. Mr. Chamisa's application to overturn election results in 2018 was thrown out.
Spain's Football Federation has deleted a statement from its official website accusing the World Cup-winning player Jenny Hermoso of misrepresenting reality. She had accused the head of the federation, Luis Rubiales, of kissing her on the lips without consent after Spain's victory in the final last Sunday. Guy Hedgeco reports.
World football's governing body, FIFA, suspended Luis Rubiales from all football-related activity for 3 months, pending disciplinary proceedings. The controversial kiss he gave Jenny Hermoso continues to cause a major social and political backlash. The World Cup-winning coach, Jorge Vilda, has joined in the criticism, describing the kiss as inappropriate and unacceptable. His entire coaching staff had already resigned. The government is taking action in a bid to remove Mr. Rubiales from office via a national sports tribunal.
The United Nations estimates nearly 9,000 people have been displaced from the neighbourhood of Carrefour Fouet in the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince in recent weeks. Mimi Swaby reports.
More than half the displaced people fled Carrefour Fouet in the last 2 days as the security crisis quickly spirals. The Grande Ravine gang moved into the area in mid-August, terrorising the local population in their efforts to claim the territory. Hundreds of people are now sheltering in a sports centre in Port-au-Prince, living in makeshift tents as Storm Franklin, now a hurricane, brought heavy rain. Haitian police are struggling to contain armed gangs, who now control more than 80% of the capital. With kidnappings, sexual violence and murder daily threats, around 200,000 Haitians have been displaced nationwide.
The United States has won both the men's and women's 4x100 metres relay at the Athletics World Championships in Hungary. The victory has given Noah Lyles his third gold medal of the Games and Shakari Richardson her second. Earlier, the Kenyan middle distance runner Faith Kipyegon won her second gold medal of the championships with her victory in the 5,000 metres. It follows her triumph in the 1,500 metres on Wednesday. World news from the BBC. Police in Florida say a gunman armed with an assault rifle has shot dead two men and a woman in Jacksonville. All of the victims were black. At a news conference, the local sheriff, T.K. Waters, said the attacker, a white man in his 20s, had been driven by racist hatred.
The shooter had authored several manifestos, one to his parents, one to the media, and one to federal agents. Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate. Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated and he hated black people.
After the killings, the gunman shot himself dead. There is no evidence that he was part of a larger group. Hundreds of anti-government demonstrators have been gathering in front of Chile's presidential palace in the capital Santiago to protest against corruption in government. They are demanding the resignation of the left-wing president, Gabriel Boric. They were joined by a handful of Mr. Boric's backers who turned up to show their support for the government. Earlier this month, Chile's social development minister resigned after accusations that members of his party were involved in a scandal involving multi-million dollar transfers of public funds. One of Ukraine's most celebrated fighter pilots has been killed in a mid-air collision during a training exercise in the north of the country. Andriy Pilshchikov became a national hero for his record in close-range aerial battles over Kyiv during the early phase of Russia's invasion, flying under the call sign Juice. Two other airmen were also killed in the crash. 10 people have died in northwest Iran after a minibus carrying a group of mountaineers plunged into a ravine. The accident happened near the town of Vargazan. The vehicle was heading for a tourist village when it overturned and rolled off the road. Aside from driver error, road accidents in Iran are often caused by poorly maintained aging vehicles, a problem exacerbated by international sanctions. Live from London, that's the latest BBC News.